Hello and welcome to Not a Safe Space. This is Sabrina.
And Tabby.
Hey girl, what's going on? I just muted my phone. I'm so sorry for that.
Your phone is just going off like crazy.
You know why that is? Nate is out of town at the moment. Ethan and Nate went to Tampa to go watch a Penguins game. And so now that he's not driving, he's going to text me the whole time.
Who? Ethan or Nate?
Nate. Even though okay. If he was down the hall, I wouldn't see him for hours. Now that he's out of the house, he's blowing up my phone. I just muted him.
That's kind of like Dion. When I'm home, can't get a hold of him. When I go somewhere, he gives me my space, and he's like, hey, are you okay? Hey, yeah. How are you doing? Hey. And I'm like, what the hell?
Right. That's funny.
Oh my goodness.
What's going on the west coast of this beautiful country?
We are starting to get some warm weather, even though I have the heater still going. As you see, I'm sort of in a t-shirt.
You said sort of in a t-shirt.
Yes.
Yes.
So excited. It's going to get up to 74 today.
Feels good.
It does. So we realized that Arizona, we really only have about a 3-month winter, which is really, really great. We get to have the snow for a little bit. You get a little bit cold. So you get to enjoy the fireplace. And then it gets the hell out of here and you go back to your normal life.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, it is. So today we are going to be doing planting the garden and digging up some more of the greenhouse and doing laundry and all that kind of stuff. So I'm going to be going live from my business page today to show everybody, kind of like, you know, living on the homestead. This is what we're doing today. Yeah.
What do you have to have a certain type of dirt? Is the soil fine up there in the mountains or do you have to import dirt?
So the dirt up here is a lot of clay. So you have to mix it with some other stuff. What we're doing is we're growing root vegetables, so they're going down and they're actually breaking up the soil, and we'll take some of the produce from it, but then we're also going to let a lot of it die in the ground so that the nutrients get in there, it breaks it up, and so the next year for the growing season, we'll have that there. Plus, like I said, we're always going to have the greenhouse. The greenhouse is...
for marijuana.
Nope. Although it's legal here, I can grow six plants.
Grow, baby, grow.
Yes, and we will be growing because it's legal here. But no, it's going to be like 10 feet by 20 feet. That's going to be underground. So it's going to have basically a window roof that'll be able to open and close. And then there'll be windows kind of at the bottom that you'll be able to see out and open as well. And mainly that's because we have really high winds out here. So things like your tomato plants and your green beans and anything that is delicate, like their leaves are delicate or high, grows high, really needs to be in the greenhouse because when the wind starts, even in the summer month, it'll whip up that sand and it'll sandblast your plants, destroying the leaves and all of that. So that's why we're doing the underground greenhouse, and we'll use beds, and Dion's going to eventually put aquaponics in there like we did in Florida. So
yeah,
we'll
that
be,
makes sense.
Yeah, we'll be producing our own compost, our own fertilizer, and all of that stuff. So,
groceries more expensive out there because you have to go further to get them?
Well, I guess if you count in the gas price, but the time that it takes me to get to a grocery store is about 45 minutes, okay? If I'm talking like a real grocery store, like a Walmart, or we have what's called Bashes or Safeway out here, that's about how long it takes. I can go about 30 minutes, go to the Family Dollar. I can pick up any kind of like semi-necessity spices and all of that kind of stuff they have there. But when I was in DeLand and I drove from my house to the north side of DeLand, it took me 45 minutes to get to that Publix, right? So it's no different.
I'm
just not sitting in traffic.
Right. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. And the way gas prices are, you can't sit to Ford in traffic.
I know. I saw an article today that we can expect over $5.
In Florida?
Yes. I can't even imagine. I can't even imagine.
Can you imagine what's going to happen in California? They're already at $5.
That's what those fucking liberal fucks get. Give me a break.
I love it.
Pretty much. So, speaking of cuss words.
All right.
You know what happened to me this week?
My gosh.
My sweet, sweet little daughter is in the middle of a hockey game. And she doesn't know that typically I sit on one side of the rink. I got hit in the head on Monday by like a metal pole.
Uh-huh.
And so I was sitting on the opposite end in the dark. And she skated over and missed something or did something. And she yells, "Fuck!" And the ref heard and looked at her, shocked.
Right.
She's known her since she's a little girl. And was like, "Did you say a curse word?" And she goes, "No." And he goes, "What word did you say?" And she goes, "I didn't say anything. I swear. I swear." And he was like, "Okay." And just let her skate off.
Right.
So then I walked up to another set of parents that were back there. And I was like, did that little girl just curse? And they said, it sounded like it, but she said she didn't. Like, they said, you know, she swore to the ref she didn't. Now, they didn't know I was her mom because I'm always at the other side.
Right, because you don't make friends with the hockey moms.
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, right, exactly. So, these are newbies. I don't know who they are. They don't know who I am. And so, then they're like, I said, it's definitely sounded like she did. And they said, yeah, it sounded like they did. And I said, okay, I was just wondering. And I walked back. I wait for the end of the game.
Right.
I walk over to this sweet little girl and I said, "Hey, listen, what word did you say that the ref thought you said the cuss word to?"
Okay.
And she goes, "Huh?" And I said, "Well, the ref thought you said a bad word." And she goes, "I know, I didn't do it." And I said, "No, I know you didn't, but what word did you say that sounded like it?" And I asked her that specifically.
Mm-hmm.
Because she was not going to be able
to come up with
a lie. And that's what she dug into was, I didn't say anything. And right. I go, "Well, that's not true.
Because, you said something."
Yeah, because I said, "You said something." And she goes, "Well, no, he just thought I did, but it was Zach." And I said, "Yeah, but I was actually sitting right there at that picnic table and I heard your voice say something." "Mama, I swear I didn't say anything." Now she's getting loud and I was like, "Whoop." First of all, let's not get loud with me. Second of all, the fact that you're lying now means that you said it.
Right.
If you would have just told me I said sucked or fuck or maybe I did
or a duck.
Yeah. Then I could have been like, "All right, benefit of the doubt because first time."
Right.
Or you could have just said, "I said the bad word, and I'm sorry."
Yep.
And benefit of the doubt, first time, don't do it again.
Yep.
But now you're choosing to lie to me. We got to beat some demons out of you.
Oh, yeah. So what happened?
So I made her walk up to the ref to apologize for cursing and for being a liar. Because now that's my biggest thing, is that we're not liars. We might lose our tempers, but we're not liars. She goes up, she apologizes, and then she starts crying to him. And I said, "Don't cry." And I said, "You said a big word for a big girl.
And you need to act like one.
You need to act like one now." "Mom, I swear I didn't say it. I swear." I was like, "All right, I'm done with this." We get into the car. It's about a quarter mile drive from the parking lot to the stoplight. Uh-huh. She goes to sit behind me in the car. And I said, "No, I need you to sit behind Daddy." And she goes, "Oh, why?" And I said, "Because I need to reach back and be able to hit you." And she, the look on her face.
What?
Just dropped. And she walks to the other side of the car, gets behind Nate. And then I turn on the light like it's a police interrogation. And I was like, "Listen. This is what happened. This is what I heard. The fact that you're lying means that I know you did it. You now have 30 seconds to tell me the truth or I'm going to reach back there and beat the hell out of you." She's never That she does not remember getting spanked.
Well, because I don't think she ever's really been spanked.
No, she was up until like the first grade, and I had to beat the devil out of her, and it worked. And I think she has forgotten. Mm-hmm. Because let me tell you, she immediately looked terrified. Mama, please. And I said, Nate, you better tell her. You better tell her because the clock is ticking and she's about to get it. And Nate goes, you better tell the truth. She's not Lorelai. You better tell it. And so she just goes, fine, I did it. And just caved. I was like, girl, yep. You didn't even make it to the stoplight. So I didn't say anything the rest of the car. I just said, okay, turned off the light. That was it. Then later on when I tucked her in, I said something like, hey, listen, it's more about telling the truth.
Right.
If you now want me at 11 years old, almost 12, to let you walk down to the park, I need to be able to trust the words that you tell me. Mm-hmm. That if you have a confrontation with a neighbor and you come back and say the neighbor was mean to you, that I know that you speak the truth. Because right. If I go down there and make a fucking ass out of myself, oh. And then I see a video of you talking back to an adult, mm-hmm. I'm going to come back here and kill you.
Pretty much.
And I said, we're nothing besides our name. Don't taint our fucking names. Don't walk around looking like a liar.
Right. And what was her response to all that?
Okay, all right. But you never know. This preteen thing is evil. Because then the next day, Tabby, she wakes up, goes to school, comes walking into the house at 4 o'clock in a Budweiser sweatshirt.
So she wore a Budweiser sweatshirt to school. Yeah. But they didn't do anything, obviously, because I guess she didn't get in trouble with the school.
No, that's what I said. I was like, did you wear that to school? Yes. Where'd you get it from? I took it out of my brother's room last night or this morning. You didn't get dress coded? No. Nate, did you see this? Oh. Because now he's been in the car with her twice. He took her to school and he picked her up and he goes, oh, I didn't even notice.
Oh, shit.
I was like, you're killing me. You are literally trying to kill me.
So did you say, Nate, here, handle this situation?
I did. I said, get the belt. She needs two whacks.
And did you make him do it?
Yes.
Yeah. He doesn't get to just turn a blind eye because she's a girl.
Nope. You don't go in your brother's room and touch stuff. And you definitely don't represent our family like that.
No. And that's stealing.
I know.
I'm like, so now we're lying and we're stealing?
Right. She just lost her mind. She has lost her mind.
Oh, my goodness.
She's going to learn quickly.
Oh, yeah.
So, we'll see. We'll see. So, let's turn tables. That is my update of preteening. And this is what I know, is that my father is definitely laughing at me in heaven. As I'm doing it, like I text my stepmom and my sisters and said, I know he's laughing at me right now. Like, this is killing me. And she's only 11.
Well, because you're getting your payback.
100%. Because I was not an innocent child.
No.
Teenager and she's going, or adult.
Right. And you did the same thing. I didn't do it. I'm so cute. Don't hit me.
Right.
And no. And see, that works on guys. But that shit does not fly with women.
Like, it doesn't.
No. Mm-mm. Cut that shit. We're done.
Have some dignity and take it on the chin.
Exactly.
All right. Great. So we're going to jump from one crazy person to the next. And we're going to call it, this is what did I say? Are we Russian to judgment?
Are we Russian to judgment? Okay. I like that. That's got to be the title.
Right. So how are you going to start this conversation? How about if I just say that what we're going to talk about right now is the media or that suppose, I don't even know how to say this without you jumping in, is right now majority of people believe that Russia has invaded Ukraine as of 7 days ago.
Yes.
And that this was done by the big bad wolf, Putin.
Putin.
And that everybody is hanging flags and all this stuff saying, we stand by Ukraine.
Right. Yes.
So then I reach out to my podcast buddy, Tabby, and say, hey, do you want to talk about the Russian war or the Russian invasion? And you write back, Russian invasion and in quotations.
I did.
And I was like, yes, I'm fucking in. I want to hear everything. Go.
Okay, so I have a lot of notes. I may be a little all over the place, but everybody stick with me, okay? And I will probably piss people off, okay?
Yep.
So first thing is first, okay? Ukraine used to be part of Russia. For all of those who do not understand, the Ukrainian people are Russian. They speak Russian. Let's just go ahead and clear that up, okay?
Right.
So Zelensky, who is the recent new Ukrainian president, okay, who was elected into office because Ukraine has a very similar government to America, okay? They're a republic. However, they also use the Dominion election services and machines, very much like we did in the 2022 election. And that's how we got fucking Joe Biden, who has a rating of lower than 40 fucking percent. Mm-hmm. We know there's election fraud. We know all that happened, okay?
And I will say, so I did read that about that Ukrainian president, that his first election that he won internationally was questioned because of fraud. So I did read that as well.
Yes. So let's go ahead and clarify. Ukraine is corrupt. Mm-hmm. On all levels. This guy Zelensky, if you are out there posting, oh, he's so sexy in that gear, and oh my God, oh, he just makes me quiver, you're a fucking moron. And I'm not trying to be mean, okay? Because this man shut down three news stations that opposed him, okay?
Huh.
This isn't some sexy, you know, woohoo, we're all about freedom and loving everybody. He shut three news stations down. Does that sound democratic to you?
Right.
He also put his political opponent in prison. He is still in prison. What does that sound like to you? Tyranny, fuckers. Right. It's fucking tyranny. Okay? I have heard Ukrainian politicians say on fucking live TV that we are fighting for the New World Order. For those of you who do not understand what New World Order is, it is a one world government. Mm-hmm. Their plan is to enslave the human race, except for the select few, and take over the world.
Mm-hmm.
It is fucking scary. Go back to your Bible because Revelations will tell you that is the start of the end.
Mm-hmm.
So
Ukraine supports that one world.
Well, there's a divide between Ukraine. You have Ukraine politicians that are supporting it and that are all for the New World Order. And then you have other Ukrainians that are going, no, 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 and they're fighting back.
The people
Not all people. Right. Not all, okay? Ukraine, guys, has the highest number of child trafficking in the world. Hmm. When Russia was invading Ukraine, they actually found a den of hundreds of trafficked children. Polish, German, Russian, American children.
Mm-hmm.
The big bad wolf just didn't go kill them. They fucking rescued them and got them out of the country.
Right.
Sound like someone who wants to just take over the country?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Funny.
Where do you find a news article like that? Because I did see an article that said that the Ukraine president said that like a daycare or something was attacked.
Mm-hmm.
So then that makes me think, is that the daycare that they were speaking of? Was it truly a daycare? Or was it trafficked children?
Right. So it's really, really hard to know the answer to that question. So I'm finding a lot of international sources.
Right.
Okay. I do not trust our media whatsoever. Okay. And I'm just
Plus when you say that, you know, the president of Ukraine has then president, I don't know if that's his title. If he has shut down three media outlets, then you really can't trust any of the information.
Correct.
coming out, right? Because then our news would just be repeating selective news that he's only allowing to come out. So correct. Me asking, that's a hard yeah. question to ask, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, back in.
Okay. Then the other thing is, hey guys, do you remember what happened in right before the 2020 elections? The Hunter Biden scandal.
I thought that was interesting from that TikTok you sent me.
So the Hunter Biden scandal is that the Vice President Biden at the time withheld loan guarantees to the country of Ukraine for $1 billion. In pressure Ukraine into firing a prosecutor to prevent a corruption investigation into Burmese, something like that. That's mm-hmm. that is the Ukrainian oil company that Biden worked for, that sat on the board, that Hunter. Made yeah, Hunter, Biden. Hunter Biden, yes, yeah. yes, that Hunter Biden sat on there and made millions of dollars with no oil, no gas, or any natural gas experience. Okay, mm-hmm. So he has no experience. He's a lawyer, but he has no experience in this realm, and they have put him on the board, right? Kind of. It's really, right. really fucking shady. Burisma is a gas company. Biden bragged about this on live television, guys. He bragged about the fact that he goes, well, unless you're fucking firing that prosecutor, you're not getting your money. And he made it like it's no big fucking deal. I'm like, that's extortion.
Right.
And they made everybody at that time, he was talking about it. Oh, it's a conspiracy theory. This isn't true, blah, blah, blah. Because they found the information on Hunter Biden's laptop, which Hunter Biden said, well, that's possibly my laptop.
Right. Yeah, I remember all of that. Yeah.
Right. So now Ukraine is being invaded by Russia.
Again, okay. Air quotes.
Air quotes,
ladies
guys.
And gentlemen, she said air invaded.
Invaded by Russia. Okay. Now, here's what else is funny. Everywhere that Russia is attacking happens to also coincide with every U.S. bio lab that is in Ukraine.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Where did COVID come from? Do we remember where COVID came from?
China.
It came from a bio lab in China.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Putin understands that they're developing some really fucking sick shit for New World Order. And he's like, I'm not going to be part of it.
Oh, okay.
Do you see what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Okay. Yeah, I can see that.
Because, and here's the other thing. Biden has the audacity a couple years ago to go on live television and say that people in America have no need for a semi-automatic weapon. They have no need to protect themselves from a government taking over. None.
Mm-hmm.
Biden wants to strip you of your Second Amendment rights and has no issues while he's got a security team, he lives behind a gate, and he's got a fucking bunker to save his ass.
Right.
Okay. However, he is sending $350 million to Ukraine. $350 million. We can't afford the gas to put in our car to go to work for the job that we could have potentially lost if we didn't get jabbed. And yes, I'm going in there. So, yeah. But why? Mm-hmm. Why? And he's sending all that money over there. We have no business being over there. What is it of U.S.?
Right.
Russia's invading Ukraine. Why are we there? Right? And he also knows that Zelensky is going to take every single weapon and put it in the citizens' hands. It's democracy. It's freedom. All of our, you know, all our, most of our politicians are going, we stand with Ukraine. We fight for their democracy, da, 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 da. But we want to take away your guns and your right. democracy and your rights. You're being lied to. You're right. being fucking lied to.
I have a question. Do you yes. believe in war still in 2022? That countries should be able to invade other countries?
So Yeah, I, depending on the circumstances, I can't make that decision. Mm-hmm. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm not sure I'm not against it. Is that, no. You know, it's that, let's be honest, this is the way that this country was taken, right? That's right. How the entire world was taken. So unless I'm under the misunderstanding of maybe when the entire world was then populated that we decided, okay, no more war. Did that happen? Or if not, are we still allowed to take a grab towards land?
So here's where NATO comes into play. Right. So, okay. So we're going to talk about Russia's perspective a little bit. So NATO wants Ukraine to join NATO. So for those of you who don't know, NATO is the North Atlantic Treaty, I think it's offer or whatever the last mm-hmm. word is, okay? NATO is corrupt, straight mm-hmm. up. Okay, so NATO was formed in 1949 after the World War II, okay? The purpose of NATO was to prevent another World War II Hitler thing, right? Because as we know, our history is that Hitler was trying to take over the world. So we created this group of countries that basically said that if someone attacks you, all of us come in to your aid, to fight for you. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's an alliance. One of the big things that people forget about NATO is that NATO was never supposed to extend past the 12 countries. Mm-hmm. They are now up to 30 countries. Mm-hmm. Okay? This is why Russia does not want Ukraine on its borders. Russia is not part of NATO. Russia refuses to be part of NATO. They have refused since day one. Okay? So I have a problem with NATO. NATO has broken their own treaty. So NATO...
Well, not just that, but if you look at it from our point of view, if Canada all of a sudden decide mm-hmm. to align with Russia, we would not allow that to happen.
No, we'd be...
We would protect our border as soon as possible. Mm-hmm. They have the largest shared border with the U.S., it would be an issue for our safety. The U.S. would invade Canada immediately if they did not listen to us. And the same goes for Mexico. The same goes for Cuba, right? Because mm-hmm. we've done it in the past where we said, too close to home, get the fuck out, follow our rules, or we're coming for you.
Correct.
So if it's good for the goose, is it not good for the gander?
Exactly. That's why they're hypocritical. So there was one other thing that I did read that's going to happen, and this is what really, really fucking freaks me out, okay, is that while we are watching Russia invade Ukraine, and there goes the air quotes again, is that NATO and the New World Order are putting together a legislation that if there is another health crisis, and there goes the air quotes again, guys, that World Health Organization can come in and take over the country to solve the health crisis. They will no longer be a reason for suggestions on how to handle if there's an outbreak, very much similar to COVID. No. They're just coming in and taking over. That's it. Mm-hmm. They'll come in and take over. The only country that sent in a letter of objection to this was Russia.
Right.
Russia said, no, you're not coming in and taking over my country. Now, I am going to read you guys this. This came from the Embassy of the Russian Federation in Canada. Okay? Russia continues its special military operation to demilitarize and Nazify Ukraine, okay? The Russian army does not occupy Ukraine territory and takes all measures to preserve the lives and safety of civilians. The strikes are targeting military facilities only, being carried out exclusively with high precision weapons. We are witnessing an unprecedented wave of lies, fake news, distorted and fabricated facts aimed at discrediting our actions. Goebbels-style Western propaganda was predictable. It cannot be trusted. The public in Canada should understand that. The truth is different. Crimes against humanity and violations of international humanitarian, I totally butchered that word, law are committed by the armed forces of Ukraine and such neo-Nazi groups as ZO. I'm pronouncing that as best as I can. Right sector and other multiple evidence is available in open sources. The Ukrainian side is deploying multiple launch rocket systems artillery in the courtyards of residential buildings, hospitals, schools, and kindergartens. The armed forces of Ukraine, nationalist and neo-Nazi groups, use civilian infrastructure and populations as human shields. It is essential to understand that the rationale behind these actions, the Ukrainian authorities and its Western patrons are committing monstrous and inhumane provocations in order to put all the blame on Russia. In fact, the full responsibility for the destruction and innocent victims lies with the regime in Kyiv, which is Ukraine's capital.
Right.
So, guys, this is coming straight from... is coming straight from Russia. Okay? Mm-hmm. They are in there taking care of the military part of it. They do not want to occupy Ukraine. They want to keep NATO away from their borders. Okay? Because NATO is part of the fucking world, New World Order.
Right.
The banks, the world banks and the central banks and all of that. And that's just, you know, for a whole nother conversation. So let's talk about our government. Okay. Here's the problem. We're seeing all this media, how horrible, you know, all these, this is. Russia is the bad guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
So horrible, horrible, horrible. Okay. Russia, just on 225, he bans pedophilia interest Facebook from his country. He basically said censorship is not welcomed in Russia. Now, does that sound like Russia? Russia right. Going, we don't want censorship. Everyone should have freedom of speech. But meanwhile, here in the United States, we are being lied to on a daily basis. 2-week curve, guys. 2 years ago, 2-week curve. That's all it's going to take. It's just a little virus. You're going to be fine. 2 years of lockdowns is what that ended up being.
Right.
Vaccines are 100% safe. Go out and get your vaccines. Da 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 da. Right? People were losing their jobs. There were mandates. There were making kids do it. They were going behind parents' backs and injecting their children with this. Pfizer just released its side effects, guys. They fought to keep it disclosed for 97 years. Take mm-hmm. that into account. They wanted their side effects to be hidden for 97 years. Thank God we had some decent human beings in our Supreme Court that said no.
Mm-hmm. This is the thing that I do like about this country is that even if and again, like Tabby said, she's going to piss some people off and some people will agree with her and some people might, but not some people might be open-minded enough to just listen. Right. And that's what this platform's all about. What I do think is interesting is, and I think we've said this before, is that the American government likes to keep the American people distracted and preoccupied and comfortable. That's yes. why they throw us extra money. That's why they broadcast what they want to broadcast. They understand how the American people work. Mm-hmm. So that being said, I do find it interesting that, yes, as Pfizer was, and I'm just thinking about this as you're talking,
mm-hmm.
as they're announcing that maybe there were some issues with their vaccines. All we talk about now is Russia.
Correct.
And how quickly the media has switched. And that's what we're talking about, is how inhumane this man is, where really we're only basing our narrative on the narrative we're being given.
Correct. And it's wrong. It's not the full story. And when I talk about Pfizer vaccine side effects, guys, I've read the document. I have seen it.
Mm-hmm.
It is literally a minimum of 8 pages of side effects. Pretty much any fucking disease that you could ever imagine possible is on that list. And it's in like size 8 font.
Right.
Okay. I am talking thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of side effects, guys. Stillbirths, miscarriages, all kinds of crazy, mind-blowing shit, heart attacks, autoimmune diseases, guys. Have we not noticed autoimmune diseases are going up in this country like crazy? And again, mm-hmm. that's a whole nother conversation too. But we're being lied to on every level. And the fucking president goes, this is a war of the, it's a pandemic of the unvaccinated. He goes on there and says, this is a war against the unvaccinated.
Yeah.
Right. Made up the unvaccinated myself to be that bad person. You don't care about anybody else. You're fucking selfish. You're a horrible human being.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I got discriminated against. I was segregated against. If you were not vaccinated, you could not go into public buildings in certain cities. I cannot go into the city of San Francisco and go into a building unless I show my vaccine passport.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What does that sound like? Sounds like fucking Holocaust to me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're doing it right here. And then we find this out and all of these side effects, and no, we can't talk about that now. Okay.
And I think that that's a terrible thing of what this world's become, is that, again, even if I don't agree with what you're saying, mm-hmm. is that you have the fucking right to say it.
I do.
And what's happened over the last 2 years is that you saying any of this makes you a bad person.
Right.
Which really pisses me off. And it's what we've done to each other, where we scream about freedom of speech, but when somebody starts to speak against what we consider the norm,
mm-hmm.
we look at someone with the opinions that you have, which you're entitled to, and say, you sound fucking crazy, or, oh, here goes Tabby again with her thing, rather than like, huh.
She sounds might know possible. What the hell she, right.
Huh. Sounds like you've done your research. Sounds like, I don't know. I'm really enjoying this. And again, even if I don't buy into all of it, like that whole NATO thing, that makes sense to me. And again, I feel like the USA would respond exactly the same way. We would not let Canada get in bed with Russia. The moment Correct. We did, fuck them all. And
right.
every single one of our friends that are posting hashtag with Ukraine would say hashtag fuck Canada.
Yes, without even realizing what they're saying and what they're doing. So, you know, propaganda, it's so funny because we learned this in history, especially around World War II, okay? All the propaganda that was sent out about the Jews, right? They're horrible people, they're dirty, they're greedy, and all of this, right? So everybody starts to believe it, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And they spread it because someone they know said it. It is the exact same thing here. You get trolls out on the internet, they spread the message, and everyone fucking jumps on board. Okay,
mm-hmm.
everyone's all like, Zelensky is so sexy in that military picture.
Aren't people saying that? You've
yes,
got...
even
gross.
On, yes, they're like, oh, when Zelensky.
How privileged
comes...
we all are! How okay. privileged to look at two countries in war, and for fuckers out there to be like, oh, he's sexy,
right? And he's like, oh, he's the best leader, and blah blah blah. That picture was taken in 2015.
I saw that.
Okay.
In an article, yeah.
There was a video going around of a tank that ran over a car. Mm-hmm. Okay? And I've seen it a couple times out there. And they're trying to say it's a Russian tank. Actually, guys, it's a Ukrainian tank that lost control, and it was a horrible accident. It wasn't Russia running over a Ukrainian car that they're fucking telling you. Right. And it happened like 3 years ago. So there's so many lies that are happening right now.
And the funny thing is, if somebody thinks that is impossible to take a picture, first of all, it happens on every dating site everywhere. People mm-hmm. post an old picture, and then the new fat fucker shows up at your dinner table, and that's not who you saw, right? Mm-hmm. So it's not above anybody to post an old picture and claim that it's today.
What is that called? Being catfished?
Catfished, right. You also see the Kardashians do it 24/7, right? Mm-hmm. They are constantly taking pictures and altering them and posting them on social media. We save them, we pin it, we hope that we'll look like them when they really don't look like them in real life.
Exactly.
So for anybody to say, again, like to hear this and say, that's not possible, it happens every day. And some of us are guilty of doing it. If we're putting old ass fucking pictures on Plenty of Fish,
yeah,
you're duping people.
Exactly.
So it is possible.
It is possible. I mean, your government's been lying to you all the time. And here's the other thing that I have a problem with, okay? So midterm elections are coming around, right? Mm-hmm. Guess what else is coming around? No more mask mandates. No more vaccine mandates. All of a sudden, it's all gone, right? So let me tell you what happens, guys. They're setting you up for something even worse, okay? Mm-hmm. They want to get back in power. So they're hoping that you forget everything that happened the last 2 years. Because whether you like this statement or not, or agree with it, your government fucking enslaved you for 2 years. Mm-hmm. You were enslaved and you were entrapped in your home. Mm-hmm. That is what happened. Unless you were the special elite. Because what happened a month or two ago? Oh, wait, that's right. California had the Super Bowl. They had the Super Bowl. Now, California has a mask mandate across the entire fucking state. Certain cities, you can't go inside a building unless you have a vaccine passport. Mm-hmm. Huh. But the Super Bowl, there were no masks. There was, the elites were hugging and kissing, and all the fucking famous actors and comedians and politicians were hobnobbing and all that other fucking bullshit, right? Oh, not a fucking mask inside. Not even their governor who mandates it. But they're fucking masking up the children in schools?
Not just that, but you can tell that they no longer stand behind mask mandates because they started pushing their movies back into movie theaters. Pushing them back into movie theaters that don't have mask mandates. So you're perfectly fine making that box office money, and the common day people can go sit with masks even though you're scared to death that we're all going to die. But you're willing to take our fucking money before we die.
Right.
If they truly believed in the safety of it, they would have stand by, let's just keep releasing these movies for free so we can protect people. And we'll take a little bit of money on the front side from a salary pay rather than a box office pay. But they all want that box office money, and it doesn't matter if we're wearing our mask.
Which tells you your government lied to you day fucking one. Mm-hmm. They lied. It is coming out, and I don't have my full research on it, but I think I sent you that video, and I need to do further research, but the shit that is in that vaccine, oh my God, it is going to alter your DNA, and not for the good.
Mm-hmm.
I do not trust anything that comes from the government. This has been going on for a very, very long time. I can give you a personal example of how the government lied to my mother in the 50s. Okay. Mm-hmm. In the 50s and for
MK Ultra.
Nope. Not even that. In the 50s, guys, cigarettes were coming out. And in Virginia, it's where you had the big tobacco farmers. Okay.
Right.
So what the government was doing, it was going to group homes. Okay. children that nobody's caring about and that sort of stuff. And they gave the cigarettes to 6-year-olds. Mm-hmm. Now, the group homes then would give those children that smoke extra recess time. The government literally created an entire generation addicted to nicotine. And they mm-hmm. fucking knew what they were doing. Okay? This happened to my mother. Mm-hmm. Okay? My mother started smoking at the age of 6, guys.
Jesus.
Okay? Got set up and corrupted. And then now they want to act like, oh, we love you and smoking is bad. Hold on. Smoking is bad, but they're the ones that did it.
Right.
They're the ones that did it. Our government fucking lied to you. They told you it was cool and how cool it was and everybody smoked indoors and all of this during that time. But nobody told you they knew it was going to fucking kill you or at least cause a disease that they were going to then charge you fucking shit tons of money in order to take to save your fucking life. Mm-hmm. Okay? If you can believe that they did that then and they're not doing that now with COVID, you're insane. And I say mm-hmm. that with all the respect that I can possibly say, but your government is poisoning you. It's poisoning you with fake media. It's poisoning you by mandating you take something. They're mandating you take a drug that they didn't even know anything, supposedly didn't know anything about. There is a reason Pfizer did not want its side effects to come out, guys. And also, if you also remember, Pfizer has also experienced the largest lawsuit for criminal intent for not releasing the information about its medicines. Mm-hmm. Okay. They also put out an article that says the Pfizer CEO says that if you refuse to take the vaccine, you're a criminal. Hmm. I'm a criminal. I'm a criminal right. because I choose my health over your fucking toxic disease-ridden vaccine. I won't have anything to do with it.
Right. Or, you know, even it just you're choosing your direction with health, which is our right within this country. Nobody's forced.
Well, apparently not anymore. You are right. forced. You have right. been forced. There have been companies that literally say, if you're not vaccinated, can't hire you. Mm-hmm. There are going to be so many lawsuits coming out soon because it's unconstitutional what has happened. And
I was going to say, I do think that it is a beautiful, beautiful check and balance system that our government has in regards to the Supreme Court, because the Supreme Court's ruling is they don't make law, they interpret the law.
Correct.
And that even though it's taken 2 years for these Supreme Court verdicts to come out, mm-hmm. that the process has been there to say, nope, can't do that, unconstitutional. Now, in hindsight, would it have been nice if it would have happened sooner than 2 years ago?
Yeah.
Of course. I think it's a beautiful thing of the Supreme Court and the way that it was built and the system that is there to protect us as Americans. Because
correct.
In any other country, as soon as the government says something,
that's it.
That is what it is.
Correct. So our founding fathers knew that. That's why we have 3 separate branches because it
gorgeous. It's gorgeous.
Because it makes it harder to corrupt our government. Now, that being said, our government is fully corrupted. We have corruption mm-hmm. in all 3 levels, okay?
Absolutely.
So they can at some point take all 3 levels, mm-hmm. okay? However, that is why the government put in the Second Amendment, mm-hmm. okay? Because if every American gets pissed off enough and takes up arms, the government has nothing. They can't do anything. They cannot beat us because of the numbers. We have the numbers.
Right. Again, a beautiful thing of our founding fathers to realize step 2 of the amendment was we need to arm our people, not to defend against other countries, but to defend against our own government. And it says a lot that it was known back then that it was happening, and it was known that even with building a new government system here, that it would continue to happen. And so then I think that, again, people should not listen to Tabby and think, well, this all sounds not possible, or that, you know, all of this sounds wacky. No, because there was a system built to avoid corrupt government, because they knew that when you give people the power, there is a constant power grab, and you have to grab against it. What I also find interesting is that they take people who have difference of opinions against the government and they label them conspiracy theorists, because there is a negative attachment to that, that it is wacky and bullshit rather than just a different perspective, a different possibility, a different outcome that some people just don't like the thought of. So let's just label it as a conspiracy.
Right, because what the people who are labeling things that I have pointed out about Joe Biden, right, who are calling me a conspiracy theorist, okay, Biden's doing that, and he's doing that on purpose because he wants to discredit me, because I can obviously expose his fraud and his evil intent, right? Okay. That is exactly what's happened. That's why you have conspiracy theory. That's what that word was fucking designed to do.
Right. I do think that.
It was. It was designed to do that. It happened in the 60s when JFK was shot and everybody was going, the FBI did it. The FBI did it. You got labeled as a fucking quack. Okay. Except for now, it's coming out that that's true.
Or let me go to aliens, because aliens are fucking real. It is a real thing. And we spent the 80s and 90s looking at the Inquirer magazines showing women that said, saw an alien walking, and people said that they were bullshit crazy people. And now we find out that the government has known about these aliens the whole fucking time. What about those crazy people?
Right. So here's the thing. I have to do more research on this, because Dion and I talked about just a tiny bit, right? But basically, aliens have been here the whole time. Apparently, and I know, even for me, it's going to sound a little crazy, okay? But there were two alien tribes or species that came in, and there was one that was very moral, right? Because of, obviously, because of their technology, they came here. They just wanted to live in peace. Like, so they're in a lot of third world countries and tribes, and you really don't hear about them. There was another one that doesn't really care, right? So they made negotiations with the governments to give us technology before our time, obviously, because different things. And they don't care what we do with it. They don't care if we blow our fucking selves up. They got resources that we needed, or they needed. We got technology. Okay. So it's kind of a little insane, but apparently the aliens.
I don't think it's insane, though, because my opinion of it is not that there was an exchange of technology, but that aliens are here. Aliens have been here. That every government knows about it, that it is not discussed because it would be too much for the everyday person.
Correct.
Because of the movies that they've put out there about it.
Right.
And I think that we don't get alien attacks because we are not a threat to them.
No, we're not.
Yeah, we have a life capacity expectancy of 100 years. And because of that 100 years, we are incapable of making the technological whatever advancements that they have, and because of that, we can't compete with them. We are not an issue. They will allow us to come down here and blow each other up and make fun of each other on TikTok and all this other bullshit, because we're not a threat.
Right. They have apparently underground alien cities. where they can come and go, which is why you hear about people seeing them walking out on the streets and that sort of stuff, because they live here. There's underground. Right. And let me tell you what, out here in Arizona, it's out here where I am, okay?
So look, when some people go camping, there's something called like snipe hunting. Have you ever heard about that? Mm-hmm. It's like a fake animal called a snipe, where you give people flashlights and you tell them to go look for them.
Okay.
So instead, you and I will go alien hunting at night.
No, we will not.
I'll wear a strainer on my head to protect it. What, could you imagine the photos? Me out there with antennas coming out of a strainer. I'll totally do it.
Okay, we'll totally do that. But, oh my gosh, girl. Yeah, no. So, I mean, Trump even had said something. Someone asked him about aliens. He didn't deny it. He said, I might be able to tell you about it one day.
Right.
That is like the closest that any president has ever come to being true and honest with the American people about it. Right. So, I mean, that's my two cents about Russia and Ukraine. At this moment, we are not the good guys. America's not the good guys. If we go in, we are at fault. We are wrong. And if World War III starts because we put our nose somewhere where it doesn't belong, it's fucking on you, America. Because I'm telling you, it's the God honest truth. You're being lied to. And they're covering something up. And here's the other thing I want you guys to understand. World Economic Forum has started talking about cyber attacks. Okay?
Uh-huh.
That we might be getting cyber attacks from, guess who? Russia. Right? Okay? And I've read into this, and if that happens, don't be shocked when the government turns your power off. Don't be shocked when the grids go out. So be prepared, and you can call me crazy all you fucking want, but when the power's out, there's no water. There's no going to the grocery store. There is fucking nothing. And if you're in the city, you're in the middle of some crazy ass shit chaos.
Yeah, for real.
All I'm saying is I'm on top of a mountain and I own my own electric and my own water.
That's true. So, everybody head to Tabby's house.
I will give out location to those that I want to.
Right, exactly. So. Well, listen, I love that conversation.
Yeah.
I love that conversation because, again, it's just a different point of view. And anybody that makes uncomfortable or get riled up, first of all, love the the energy from anybody, even on the other side of it. If that's truly what you believe, then great. I don't have to agree with you.
Right.
I also don't have to disrespect you and call you crazy and insane. And I think that that's what's happened to people that have a different point of view, is now you're crazy, you're insane, it's a conspiracy theory.
Right, it's rather the cancel culture.
Rather than just a different point of view.
Right, it's the cancel culture that the freaking libtards have made, and you don't like what you're saying because it doesn't meet their agenda, they call you, you know, cancel culture, and they cancel, and call you a racist and conspiracy theorist and all of this sort of stuff. And I think what's happening is the tables are starting to turn, and they're going to get a taste of their own medicine. So I hope they're prepared. I've been seeing a lot of things that are going on around, of course, you know, TikTok. And what it is that someone says, if we go to war against Russia and Ukraine, you better pick your gender and pick up a gun and get the fuck out there because, hey, guess what? All us anti-vaxxers can't travel and can't be in the military. Have fun.
Tabby said, sorry, I'm not available.
No, I'm not allowed to. I'm not vaccinated. Right. Sorry, you don't get to change those rules.
Right, right.
So the hypocrisy that comes from that side is insane. And what's really, really sad is the Democrats in the 50s were truly the American party until they got corrupted, okay? And a lot of Democrats don't even know their own party history. They don't know that the Democrats founded the KKK.
Right.
You've got black people supporting a party that literally tried to kill them.
Mm-hmm. But it also can show the development of each party, right? And how the party grows and changes.
Yes.
Right. If we want to look at it on a bright side.
And there was a time when the Democrats were a great party and they were the American party and they believed in freedoms and they wanted that, but they got hijacked. And I'm going to say by the New World Order. They got hijacked. They took the minorities who were supporting the Democrats and literally turned it around so they had full control. And basically said, you can do whatever, call anybody you want, it doesn't matter, you don't have any consequences, you know? And if it's crazy, it's absolutely insane what's happening. I mean, unless you are protesting for a left-wing agenda point, you're fucking wrong and you have no business doing it.
Right, right.
So
and wrapping it back to Russia in the fact that, and this is just the last point I'm going to make on it, is that, again, I don't know which direction I'm leaning towards. Mm-hmm. I do, just through this conversation, think that it's interesting if, say, Florida detached from the U.S., like Ukraine did back in 1991, and then Florida wanted to partner with Russia or China, would the U.S. not come back and take it back? Of course they would.
Of course. Absolutely.
So then who are we to say what goes on across the world and to tell Russia what business it has when we would not allow it here? And anybody that says we would, you know for sure, if Russia was all of a sudden sitting in Florida, you would have a problem with it. So
yeah, you would. Would have a big ass problem, and the U.S. government would tell you Russia's trying to kill the people in Florida when maybe they're just trying to liberate them from the communist government we have in power.
Yeah,
right,
you
now.
Never really know, right? You never really know. And you also, at some points, you just have to let things play out. It's not our country. Whose business is it of ours to keep going over and putting how many more of our men and women die for somebody else's land?
Exactly. Exactly, to cover up Hunter Biden's corruption and fraud.
Right.
I mean, give me a break. I mean, it's just ridiculous. And the terrifying part about all of this is they're no longer trying to keep it a secret. I mean, when you
Is it that they're no longer trying to keep it a secret, or it's no longer possible to keep it a secret because of the ability for common day people like you and I to have a platform to expose things?
Right. There's that part of it too. I honestly believe New World Order missed its opportunity. If they were going to have done this, they should have finished it in World War II and they would have succeeded because of the lack of technology in citizens' hands. Today, the way that we can so quickly disprove what the media is putting out there and all of these sort of things really gives the power back to the people. Again, you're not going to be able to fucking lie to us. We are going to find out the truth. We have the means to find out the truth.
Right.
So no more. We're done. And I think that's really going to be their biggest downfall, which is why I am not going to be shocked when they shut the fucking grid off. And I saw your face like, whoa. And I'm not kidding. The World Economic Forum had said, I think it was about 6 to 8 months before COVID was released, that there was going to be a pandemic of a disease. They had already said this was going to happen. Now World Economic Forum's talking about a cybersecurity attack. Wake up, people.
Right.
Wake up. That's all. That's all I have to say.
Well, I thought it was a great conversation. Watch how I'm going to pivot this to biggest turnoffs, kind of like Hunter Biden. Like, there's nothing that dries my vagina out like a Biden. What are your
that
biggest...
should be a slogan.
I want to talk about biggest turnoffs with you.
Okay.
What are your biggest turnoffs? So for me and a man, of a man's... because I am attracted to men, is a cowardly or unmanly man.
Right.
I don't like that at all. If somebody is too not so much passive, there is just a cowardliness to some men that I just find disgusting. Like, you can just see it in my face. Like, I'm just disgusted by the idea of it. The other thing is pretty simple, and it's the way that some men wear socks with fucking tennis shoes. It is so gross.
That is like an old man thing. Like, that's
it is so gross.
It is like, what are you doing? Like, especially when they roll the tube socks all the way up.
Yeah, it's when the sock is too long for the tennis shoe, it's just not necessary. And it's so gross. You can look at a great looking man, great person. The way that I thought about this is because I was speaking to somebody on the phone on a video chat thinking, oh God, he's a pretty good looking guy. Doesn't happen very often with me. Good looking, personality was great. He was funny. Mm-hmm. And then I was planning to meet, this is for work people, so don't start getting freaked out. Meet him personally, but in a setting where we might be in shorts. And in my mind, I was like, oh fuck, what if he wears tennis shoes and socks? This instantly in my head, this little bubble is going to be bursted instantly. That is how big of a turnoff it is for me.
So I find it silly. I'm like, okay, whatever you want to wear, sure. I agree with you on the confidence and the masculinity. If you're a whimsy little whatever, not for it. I also don't like small men. So, I don't like... Nate's too short for me.
Yeah, you like a big framed man.
I like a big fucking man, right? A big old guy. It's got to be a minimum of 6 feet tall. They can't go anything below that. That's just that's just how I am. Because I'm so tiny and I want to curl up into him. Like, yay!
Yeah, right? That makes sense.
And then my other thing is teeth. If you have, and I don't care about crooked teeth, but if you have fucked up teeth, that's a big turnoff. That's a no. That's a negative. We're not even going out on a date. I'm not touching you. You think I'm going to kiss that? You're out of your fucking mind. Like, that tells a lot about your hygiene. Right. And if you don't have enough self-respect to keep your teeth clean, you know? And I'm sorry, in today's age, even if you did fucking meth and you got all the black spots, go get your shit fixed. Okay?
That's my thing. Yeah, go get it fixed. Invest in yourself.
Exactly. So, no. I can't.
If I had to hit a number three, it would be teeth. Yeah. Teeth are a big deal for me. Like, just take care of them. First of all, there's nothing more attractive than a beautiful smile.
Right.
Just a great smile. Take care of your teeth.
And here's the other part of it. So, it's going to sound kind of crazy, but when people go to buy horses, they check their teeth, okay? Because it's a sign of disease. So if a horse is sick, you're going to see it in their mouth. And you can definitely see the same shit in humans.
Imagine walking up and saying, I see those molars back there.
Right?
Gingivitis.
But not that, but I'm talking about what I'm saying. But like, especially if you have all those black spots, obviously you didn't take care of yourself. Right. You don't have enough respect and you're probably sick somewhere and you don't care to go to fix it.
Right.
Not for me.
That's a great point. A great point. What about in a woman? What's your biggest turnoff?
In women, are we talking sexual,
just overall turn off?
Okay, so I cannot stand ditzy women.
Okay.
I can't stand it. If you come up to me and is like, oh my goodness, like the Real Housewives that you watch.
Right.
I'll be like, don't talk to me. Don't do it. I can't handle, no, just stop. Just stop. Mm-hmm. Go away. You're making my head hurt. Go away. Right? Like, that's just a big, big turnoff for me. And then I'm not attracted to feminine women. So if you're asking me what my type is of women, like in a sexual partner, for those who don't know, I'm bisexual. I've had wives and girlfriends in the past. I like a woman who is a clean cut femme butch. She's pretty, doesn't look like a boy, you know, that sort of thing. That's my type.
So I think for me, I would say that women-wise, it's almost back to the confidence thing. That wallflower kind of girl that just isn't memorable,
right,
just wouldn't be for me.
Like, see, I don't mind that, like, in a woman. Yeah. Because I'm not looking to her for protection.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're quiet and that's cool, I've been quiet and cool. But if you're loud and wild and intelligent, we're good. But if you're ditzy and dumb, this is not going to work. You know,
yeah, I don't like a pushover in a girl, even in like a friend group. I don't think I'd be attracted. I think what I would do is I'd eat that person alive.
Oh, most definitely.
You in would a eat second. And I would have zero respect for that person.
Yes.
And then I think looks wise, I think I'm more into those feminine girls.
Like to sleep with?
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
I think so. I don't think that...
Well, I hope you prepare on being the butch, because that...
Can two feminine girls... Because look, one time, you know when Nate's hair was getting longer?
Right.
When, in the beginning of COVID, and he looked like the North Korean dictator?
Kim Jong-un?
Yeah, he also had his earrings in. And one time he was going on me.
Uh-huh.
And I was holding his head. And then I was like, ew, you gotta stop. You look like a girl. Like, you look like a butch girl. So either go cut your hair right now, uh-huh, take those earrings out right now, or you're gonna have to cut it out. So he has not worn the earrings ever since.
There you go. That's probably a good thing.
And he cut his hair just to make sure. So based on that, he looked like a butch girl at that point.
Yes, he did.
I wasn't into it.
No, okay. Well, that's because he's supposed to be the man.
Yeah.
He's supposed to look like a man, not a butch girl. Because, hey, newsflash, butch girls aren't boys.
No, that's true.
You know? That's true. So, and let me tell you what. While I may be attracted to butch girls, let me tell you what ends up happening. They're like, oh, we're a butch in the streets. But you get them in bed, they're a fucking pussy. I'm like, do something here, right? Like, choke me a little. Let's like, no. They're like, you want to go down on me? Are you fucking kidding me?
Listen, as a pillow princess, that's got to be the worst for you. And they're like, no, not me, you. No. Fuck you.
I'm the pillow. I'm like, you're the butch. Get down there. You want to be a man? Fucking take care of it.
Right.
Oh,
that's funny.
Yeah.
Nope, nose goes. Not my turn. Nope, nose goes. Because that's a lot of work, too.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Look at you. You're like, yeah.
Yeah. You have no idea how much work goes into that, Sabrina.
Worse than slaughtering a pig.
I'd rather slaughter a pig. I'm sorry. But it's like, holy hell. I was like, so, you know, there is a difference, like, I understand why men get so frustrated. It's like, know what you want. Right? It's like, okay, I'm here. No, here,
yeah.
Here,
left,
here,
right, nope, stop,
up,
nope,
down.
Wait. Like, it's like, wait, did you
finger,
say stop?
Two
no,
finger.
I said, don't stop. Don't. Go back to where. Nope. Fuck it. It's not happening. Nope, just.
It is so frustrating.
I love that.
Oh my god.
All right. Well, all right, we have taken this train to Russia and fucking and space and back.
Yep, and aliens.
Yep. We've gone everywhere. So I think we should bring it to a stop.
I think so too. So everybody, thank you so much for joining. If you have any questions, comments, or concerns, please email us at notasafespacepodcast@gmail.com. And of course, always follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Hope you guys have a wonderful day.
Bye.
Bye, guys.